Joe, first of all, great to get to talk with you, and congratulations on last season, and congratulations on what turned out to be a blessed offseason with your new contract extension, 8 years, $184 million. I know that probably gets uncomfortable when people keep bringing that up, but has to feel good.
Yeah, it feels good. You know, being in Minnesota for a long time, you know, that's where I wanted to be, and, you know, it's definitely a good feeling.
And your game right now, the level that you're playing at, has to feel good. And I know you won the MVP a year ago. You've had monster numbers from your position. What's the key, and how do you keep that going?
Right now I'm just trying to stay on the field. You know, I think anybody in the big leagues will tell you, you know, the key is to stay healthy and to be out there playing every day. But, I'm still trying to get better, you know, trying to work hard and keep, you know, getting better at different things and, trying to win ball games. And, you know, we're two games into the season, so hopefully we can get on a run here.
You mentioned keeping on the field, and even here in SoCal, because we talk about you a lot, but even here in SoCal the question comes up, how long can he continue to put up those kind of numbers and catch and stay behind the plate? Is that even in your mindset yet or not yet?
No, not yet. You know, I signed on to be a catcher, and, you know, I'm going to catch as long as I can. Things happen, and, you know, right now I'm feeling good. I feel like I can catch a lot of games, and hopefully we won't have to cross that bridge or water until we get there.
Is that something that, is there a routine that you have? Is there a way that you can prepare for that? Obviously, you know what you're doing. You've been doing it for a while, but maybe you could talk about that for those listening, how you try to keep yourself fresh, healthy, in shape, and all those things over the course of such a long season?
Well, yeah, it's, this is, can't believe it, it's already my seventh year in the big leagues. And, over the years, you try different things, and you learn what works for you. And for me, sometimes a little less is better. You know, try to save my energy and everything for the game. But, I do a lot of maintenance things to make sure that I'm, healthy and the body's ready to go.
And, you know, obviously every catcher's different. Some are smaller, but you're a big dude, man.
Yeah, got a long way to get down there. But, I've caught for a long time, and, you know, I enjoy being back there and making those decisions. So, hopefully I can do it for a long time.
Last question about the catching position. Obviously here with the Angels, Mike Socha, one of the best, a great manager, but also a great former catcher. And he really, really puts a high emphasis on the defensive part of the game, calling the game, working with the pitching staff. Is that the same with you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's a position that often gets overlooked, but, obviously if you aren't doing your job, then everybody knows it. But, I love the fact that your teammates look for you to take charge and to make those decisions, that results in an outcome of a game. So I enjoy being in that position for your teammates, your coaches, and everybody to look for you to make a play, and I love doing it.
Last few things for you, Joe Mauer. First of all, let's talk about the team, talk about the pitching staff. Obviously, brutal news when you lose your closer, Joe Nathan. That takes its toll, especially over the course of the season. But what are your thoughts on the pitching staff?
Yeah, our guys have been throwing the ball good. We had a great start by Blackburn last night. Threw the ball well. Dunson came out of the pen, got a big out with Matsui. Jesse Crane came in, threw well, and Roush got out there, and Matty Greer did a good job, and Roush came in and closed the door. So, it was pretty good last night. It's only the second game, so we got a long ways to go. But obviously, when you lose a guy like Nathan, it definitely won't help. But it allows another guy to come in and try to take that position and run with it. So. We got guys down there that are capable, and hopefully that they can take this job and run with it.
And offensively, Joe, I mean, you guys were fifth in baseball a year ago, and I know maybe some of the other teams get more of the pub, but this lineup, you guys can mash.
Yeah, we got some guys that can swing the bat. I think, another year with, the years that Kadire had last year, Kubel, I think those guys get often overlooked a lot, and those guys can swing the bat, and bringing in a guy like Orlando Hudson and J.J. Hardy, I think, and Jim Thome, I think definitely stretches our lineup out. So we feel pretty good, but, we got a long ways to go.
All right. Hey, last thing, you guys are opening up on the road, but when you get back, you get to open up the brand-new Target Field. You played a couple games there over the weekend. How was that? What was it like?
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It's a pretty neat place. It's still kind of hard to believe that it's ours, being in the Metrodome for so many years, but I think it'll take a good homestand, long homestand to realize that it's actually ours. But It's a beautiful park, and we're just trying to get familiar with it.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys there in August. Only two meetings between the Angels and the Twins this season, but it really, Joe, it seems like whenever you guys play each other, they're always good games.
Definitely. We got a lot of respect for the Angels and the way they go about playing the game, and we always know it's going to be a tough series when they come to town.
All right. Well, your teammate Nick Punto called you Humble Joe, but really I appreciate the time. Thank you very much. Best of luck this season, and congrats again on all the success. You deserve it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.